Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. It's a well-known fact, every summer has its song. Yet at the moment, we're having a little trouble determining just which hit, Katy Perry's Last Friday Night, which you're hearing in the background, or Adele's Rolling in the Deep, is going to emerge as this summer's anthem. So as we slog our way through another humid August, we take a moment to consider the question of what is the song of the summer for this summer. And joining me is VH1 senior editor Mark Graham. Mark, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it.
So we're starting with this Katy Perry song, Last Friday Night. Is she currently the horse to beat in this race?
Absolutely. She's been atop of our countdown for the last 8 consecutive weeks. It's funny to note this song actually came out last August when her Teenage Dream LP came out, but it really kind of caught fire when it was released to radio back in April or so.
Well, now she has made a career out of doing summer songs, hasn't she?
Oh, absolutely. California Girls was last year's definitive song of the summer. And then 2 summers before that, I Kissed a Girl pretty much cleaned up on top of the charts.
So there have been summers, and Rihanna's Umbrella, what was that, 4 or 5 summers
yes.
ago, there have been summers where you can point to one song and say, without too much debate, that is it. This is not one of those summers, though, is it?
It really isn't. I think a lot of that has to deal with the different ways people consume music. You know, rather than in the past where Top 40 radio drove a lot of this, the way that niche marketing with radio is really broken out. People are listening to lots of different varieties of songs, and everyone sort of exists in their own little world. So it's harder to get a song to rise to the top.
Well, now, there is another contender for Song of the Summer, and it is another tune that's been around for a while. Adele's Rolling in the Deep. This, you cannot kill this song.
Well, yeah, it originally came out in December, a couple of months before her huge LP, 21, hit the charts, which has pretty much been saving the music industry.
But yeah, people, on both sides of the Atlantic, setting records in England, yeah,
certainly. And yeah, it seems impossible to kill. People really, really love it. It really appeals to a group of people who still actually go out and buy records, whether that's in stores or digitally through things like the iTunes Store. It's really sort of caught on with a wide swath of the audience.
And so still in the running, even though it's been around for a while, Adele's Rolling in the Deep. Adele's Rolling in the Deep. It's still selling, still being played on the radio, still in the running for 2011's Song of the Summer, an unofficial title, but one that, you know, we bestow on some song each year. Mark Graham is senior editor at VH1 and has been blogging the Song of Summer countdown since Memorial Day. How do you measure who's on top?
Well, one of the things we really tried to do when putting together our chart is really sort of understand the democratization of this whole entire process. People consume music through lots of different varieties. So what we've been doing is tracking songs' performances on YouTube, where people stream music, mm-hmm. Last.fm, which is what people listen to on their computers and their mobile devices, Billboard's Hot 100, which calculates radio airplay as well as sales, the iTunes Top Singles chart, which there's 100 that they put a new list to every day, as well as our VH1 Top 20 Video Countdown, which runs every Saturday.
So it's like a BCS, you know, college football bowl thing that you got going.
Yeah,
there.
Absolutely. We've been tracking.
You have a computer weighting all the different averages?
Yeah, we've been waiting. There's been a list of about 75 songs. Obviously, some songs come in and drop out, depending on sort of their cycle of popularity. And so we've been waiting their performance, each one of these songs, in all these different categories. And as of right now, Katy Perry, as we talked about, is our lead song of the summer contender
okay.
so far.
But Adele's still hanging around.
Adele's still hanging around. And crested a little bit, but still hanging around.
There is, you know, we've got Watch the Throne, the Jay-Z Kanye West album. Are you thinking that's maybe too late in the summer to get something into the running here?
It's probably a little bit too late for that. The song Otis is really sort of taking off. The video came out last week and really sort of blew up on YouTube over the weekend. So that will rank a little bit higher on our list next week. But with Labor Day quickly approaching, there's probably not enough time.
All right. And certainly you would not call either Jay-Z or Kanye West a dark horse in this race. I would, though, use that term for Foster the People, who I have to say this has been the song of the summer in my house. But they appear on one of the most recent blogs.
Yes. Foster the People is an indie band from Los Angeles who's really sort of taken off over the last couple of months. They just had their performance at Coachella back in April really took off, and they played to a crowd of about 50,000 people at Lollapalooza just 2 weekends ago, and their song Pumped Up Kicks is really, really driving it.
That is Foster the People with Pumped Up Kicks, an outside contender for Song of the Summer, maybe an alternative Song of the Summer. But there is a third sort of major contender, Mark Graham, and that is LMFAO and Party Rock Anthem. If you had to pick one to bet on as we head towards Labor Day, who's your money on?
Well, Katy Perry still is riding high in the charts, but LMFAO has really been gaining of late with their kind of party rock anthem. They know how to do one thing and one thing well, and that's party rock. And they're doing really well. I mean, both their progeny of Berry Gordy, Motown Records founder, and their song is really, really popular with the youngsters, with the millennial set.
And we're hearing it, Party Rock Anthem, in the background. Mark Graham is senior editor of VH1. Mark, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
And that's going to do it for our show today. On our next program, a steely-gazed smackdown between two actors, both making a go at country music. It's Jeff Bridges and Tim Robbins, and a solo piano performance from Porcupine Tree guitarist Stephen Wilson, tomorrow on Soundcheck. Yeah. Woo!